Well, monthly, we put the spotlight on philanthropy. Better said, we call this our nonprofit navigation. Thanks to guests on behalf of the Johnson Center for Philanthropy, right in our own backyard, doing great things. Here we go. Let's talk about what's happening at the Johnson Center, our special guests and more. Dr. Jason Franklin, W.K. Kellogg Chair in Community Philanthropy from the Center. Good morning to you, Dr. Franklin.
It's nice to be here. Thanks.
To your right, Dr. Julia Carboni, Assistant Professor, Maxwell School of Citizenship and Public Affairs, Syracuse University. Yay!
Yay! Thanks for having us.
Quite welcome. Tell us a little bit about you, Julia.
So I am an assistant professor in the Maxwell School, where I teach courses on nonprofit management and philanthropy, and I do research on collaboration, and I'm really excited to be here to talk about our collective giving research group.
Dan, Dr. Franklin, remind me of your role with the Johnson Center.
Yeah, so it's been about 2.5 years since I moved here to join the Johnson Center, and the Kellogg Chair is a new endowed professorship where I do research, writing, speaking, advising, consulting, all with the goal of advancing community philanthropy. How do we give together, and how do we give to communities we care about?
How are we doing in general when it comes to, I'll just be real general here, Dr. Carboni, giving?
Well, we could be doing better. So we know that giving is stuck at about 2% of GDP. It's been there since about the 70s. And so one of the new vehicles for giving is this idea of collective giving, giving circles, where people get together, they pool their money, and they decide collectively to give it away. We think that this might be a good way to get more giving, and we've seen an explosion in the last 10 years in giving circles.
Didn't you just present yesterday?
Yeah, so we presented some initial findings on giving circles to a research group at a conference here in Grand Rapids, and we presented information that, you know, giving circles have tripled. The amount of money giving circles have contributed to philanthropy is in the $1 billion range, and so we're so excited.
Great. And I imagine Dr. Jason Franklin, an honor to have Dr. Carboni with us. Can you expand?
Yeah, and I was going to say, you know, Julia's being a little bit modest. So the ARNOVA conference, which is the Association for Research on Nonprofit Organizations and Voluntary Action, Yes. You know it's an academic conference because the name is so long. Here in Grand Rapids is quite amazing. It's actually the biggest ARNOVA conference ever, almost 900 people here in Grand Rapids. And we had a packed room when Julia presented the findings around giving circles yesterday. One of the really interesting things in the focus yesterday was around women and collective giving. And we see that almost 90% of giving circles are made up of women.
I think a couple of those are happening right here in West Michigan, women who care and more. Let's go. I have in my hand initial insights. We have 10 key findings. We want to pick these
sure.
apart. Giving circles, you mentioned this, Julia, have tripled in number since 2007.
Yeah, so we did a scan of all the giving circles in the United States, and we found over 1,000 giving circles in existence in all 50 states. And then we have a number of organizations that are networks that bring giving circles together that accounted for another 525 giving circles. And so one thing that we want to point out, too, is that these giving circles, about 85% of the money they raise stays local. So they're giving it out to the community.
And you mentioned women are the majority, yes?
Yeah. Women are, yep.
What about geographically? Where are we doing this geographically?
Yes, we see real diversity. There are giving circles in all 50 states. No surprise, the most number of giving circles are in New York and California because they're really some of our most populous states. But actually, Michigan is right up in the top 10 as well as one of the communities where there's more active giving circles. There's also more community foundations per capita here than anywhere else in the country.
Can you talk, Julia, a little bit about diversity? Do giving circles engage a diverse range of donors?
So the good news is that they're more diverse than they were 10 years ago, the last time this research was done. They do still tend to be less diverse than the populations they're serving, the recipients of the funds. But what we see are an increase in people of color in giving circles, an increase in giving circles related to racial and ethnic identities, gender identities. We actually found a handful of men's giving circles. So we know that women they dominate giving circles, but there are over 40 men's giving circles in the United States now. And there were hardly any 10 years ago.
And partly, we think the rise in men's circles may be women telling their husbands to go start giving. Yep. We've actually heard that from several.
How about the motivation? What are you seeing here? Why are your donors donating?
So the thing that we're seeing in our data is that people want to give. They give more, but they want to give better. So they're engaging in these giving circles so that they can learn about philanthropy. They can learn about organizations and causes and issues. So we like to say that they're giving more and giving better as part of these groups.
And they're more connected to each other, and I trust this carries over to a philanthropic sector.
Yes, one of the other interesting things in this last decade we've seen has been the number of giving circles who are joining giving circle networks. So Impact 100 actually started up in Traverse City. Wendy Steele, who's up there, was one of the founders of it. But now 25 different giving circle networks all over the country, from Amplifier, which works with Jewish giving circles, to the Latino Giving Circle Network and others. And the connections between them, and actually we hosted here in Grand Rapids earlier this week, a meeting of 20 of those giving circle networks hosted by funded by the Gates Foundation, Mott Foundation, and Schusterman. Kind of amazing the energy to see of how people want to bring together and launch new circles and the really ambitious plans for growth. So we saw triple the number in the last 10 years, and I would bet we'll see more than that in the next 10 coming up.
I'll just throw this out. Are millennials going to enter this world?
So this is an interesting finding. We see more young people engaged in giving circles than 10 years ago, but these giving circles do tend to be dominated by middle-aged people. One of the trends that we see, though, is that giving circles have tiered giving so that young professionals can give a lower amount and be engaged in the giving circle process. So we're seeing a movement into it, and we expect more in over the years to come.
And I trust there's nothing wrong with that.
No, and
absolutely not.
It's also some interesting kind of new efforts. The Awesome Foundation and the Giving Circle Fund are two examples. They're both virtual platforms for giving circles, and they definitely skew younger. A lot more millennials engaged there, trying to really even question, what does it mean for us to give together? We find things out together online. We like the idea we pool our money, but maybe we never even come together in a room physically. And we can still be giving collectively. So interesting changes.
We're talking nonprofit navigation. That was on behalf of the Johnson Center for Philanthropy. We're basically going through the findings from the landscape of giving circles, collective giving in the U.S. 2016 that was presented here in West Michigan this week. Thanks to you, Dr. Julia Carboni, on behalf of Syracuse University, and Dr. Jason Franklin, our philanthropy, W.K. Kellogg Chair in Community Philanthropy. Covering costs is a challenge. Expand.
So what we found is that about half of giving circles are hosted by organizations like community foundations, but that the fees community foundations charge to administer these funds, to operate these funds, may not be covering the cost. And so I'll hand that over to Jason to talk more about that.
Yeah, one of the interesting things we've seen is that community foundations who host circles say that the main reason they do it is because they want to build a culture of philanthropy in their community. Mm-hmm. Flip side, covering the costs of doing that is hard, so most of them are underwriting some of those costs from their general operating support. They see it as their investment in building collective giving. Actually, the LGBT fund here at Grand Rapids Community Foundation is a great example where it was started by two donors, Carol Sorosik and Shelley Padnos. $100,000 challenge has raised three times that now in the last couple years. And the community found it wouldn't be possible if the community foundation wasn't also providing additional support to help grow and build that collective fund. But it's been an exciting new collective giving happening locally that's, I think, a perfect example of what we're seeing nationally.
So, Julia, where does this go now? Where does where do your findings go now? Is call to action?
Yeah, so one of the things that we're most excited about is this finding that engagement is a big part of the giving circle. It's not just giving away time or money, it's engagement. And so we're thinking through strategies to advise giving circles to think about, how do you get more people into giving circles, and how do we make them even more diverse? Because we've seen that trend going toward more diversity. How do we increase that by engaging more people?
And I would say, if you're listening today and interested, you know, how could you personally get involved? A couple things. First is call your community foundation. Most of our community foundations here in Michigan are actively hosting or exploring what it means to put together a giving circle. You can also go to the Johnson Center website, johnsoncenter.org, and right on the homepage is a link to this report, and in it is a list of all of the various giving circle networks. So if you are looking for other Asian Pacific Islanders to give with, you could go to Asian Pacific Islanders and Philanthropy and get connected, or any a number of other different places to find connections and take a next step.
Where would I find these findings, Julia? Is there a website or for additional resources?
Yes, so you can go right to the Johnson Center website, and it is linked there, the report and an executive summary if you don't want to read the whole thing.
Yeah. With note, furs, and version. Cool. Well, I guess you got to get back to New York.
I do.
Yeah, you be safe. Is there a way to find out more about you and your work,
Dr. Yeah, King? You can... my Twitter handle is JL Carboni, and so our work is posted there, and links to our work and to my research.
Great. Thanks for you. Dr. Franklin, details, how do we find out more about the center again?
Yeah, it's johnsoncenter.org, and you can also look on Twitter with hashtag giving circles and see the running list of all the other news articles that have been coming out, and join the conversation. Tell us what you think about giving circles.
And then there is that Giving Tuesday.
There is that Giving Tuesday coming up, Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Make sure to give.
Thanks all. Take care.